land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two here of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Hump Day Wednesday, June 26, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. This segment brought to you by the Northern Michigan dealers of Well Connect, this radio station, this listening area, servicing all your needs. We have contractors standing by. No money down financing available. Cash discounts for do-it-yourself projects. You can save $3,000 if you watch a couple of videos, get a couple of friends to help you. You can install the unit yourself. Save over $3,000 versus having it professionally installed in one day. Might take you guys a couple of days of the weekend, but you watch a couple of videos, you can save a ton of money. Send a text message or leave a voicemail, 231-420-8320. Leave us a message. We'll get back. We'll ask you some questions. We'll put you in touch with a local dealer, and we'll get you installed. You can start enjoying an absolutely dehumidified 68-degree house, just like Vicky and I. Love our Well Connect. Going to be air conditioning the 3,000-square-foot home and studio all summer for roughly about $150 for the whole summer. We had the AC on since Memorial Day weekend. It's been on a month. The electric bill, $27. That's all we've spent. 68 degrees, 22% humidity. If you come into my house right now, you probably want to put on a sweater. All the computers are nice and cool. Everything is running. Absolutely slept like a baby last night with a goose down comforter. So give us a call, 231-420-8320. Your name, your city, who is your electric company, and approximately how many square feet is your house. Leave that voicemail message. We'll call you back. Or you can text that number as well. Again, 231-420-8320. A judge made a ruling regarding abortion. You know, we thought we were all done with Proposal 3. It passed. Anything goes when it comes to abortion. That is what happened in 22 on Proposal 3 when it was passed. Except there was a couple of Republican laws that had been on the books for years that was not part of the ballot proposal. So, Northland Family Planning Center very similar to Planned Parenthood downstate, sued. A judge yesterday granted a preliminary injunction barring the state of Michigan from enforcing three abortion restrictions, one of which includes the Michigan 24-hour waiting period. What is the 24-hour mandatory waiting period? Well, Republicans wanted women to come in to get an abortion to do a couple of things. Have an ultrasound done so they could hear the heartbeat. Hand them a pamphlet telling them there's alternatives. You can put the baby up for adoption. You can possibly be involved in that process if you want, or you don't have to be. You have options. You have other opportunities instead of abortion. Then you had to wait 24 hours and come back and actually have an abortion. Well, we're going to get into that. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Court of Claims Judge Saima Patel sided with the abortion providers led by Northland Family Planning Center, holding that the state's abortion regulations, MCL 333.17015 and 333.17015A, were unconstitutional. The two statutes provided a 24-hour mandatory waiting period. Mandatory uniform informed consent for women seeking an abortion. Basically, I've been fully informed of my other options. I've made this decision. I'm going forward with it. I'm not interested in carrying the baby to term. I'm not interested in giving it up for adoption. I want this thing out of me. And it also removed the ban that was in place for over 30 years in Michigan that advanced practice clinicians. Did you hear that? It's not doctors. Advanced practice clinicians being able, not able to perform an abortion. With this ruling, now they will be. This court disagrees with the state laws that the voters of Michigan merely reverted the state of the law back to what it was before the United States Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade, Patel wrote in a 50-page opinion. The state laws is metaphorically putting its finger on the scale, thereby infringing upon a patient's deliberative process, especially when it comes to informed consent requirements. Patel did, however, uphold regulations requiring oral counseling against coercion and providing resources to domestic violence victims. Back in Roe, the 1972 Supreme Court held 7-2 that a woman's fundamental due process right to privacy included a right to an abortion. But a 6-3 Supreme Court overturned Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, holding it back in 2022. It was up to the individual states. That's what Donald Trump's three conservative Supreme Court justices did. Because if you take those three out, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, the other justice that Trump put on the court, they were tied 3-3. But Trump's three appointments voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. Send it back to the states. Well, immediately, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, wanting Michigan to become the abortion capital of the country, of the world, basically, worked to get Proposal 3 passed. The only problem, these three lingering issues. 24-hour waiting period, informed consent, and clinicians not being able to do abortions. Now, it's very interesting the way she's spinning this, the governor. The 24-hour waiting period has no basis in science. Period. That's her statement. How about the basis in science of what's called psychology, Gretchen? A woman gets pregnant. It's an unwanted pregnancy. She's struggled over the decision. She's made the decision. She wants to go and have an abortion. She's going to go to the clinic, and it's going to be done that day. This is a life-changing experience. This is a life-changing event. I personally know. I got my girlfriend pregnant while I was at Michigan State back in college. I did not know she was pregnant. She went on her own and got an abortion of my child without telling me. After the fact, after it was done, she told me. It absolutely devastated me. It broke my heart that we had conceived a child and she killed it. Maybe, perhaps, if she had been counseled in part of the 24-hour waiting period, maybe the question would have been asked, does the father know that you're pregnant, that he got you pregnant? Had she been honest, she would have said, no, he doesn't know. Well, maybe you should talk to him before you go forward with this. Folks, this has consequences for the rest of your life. A 24-hour waiting period is not based in science. Right, Gretchen? She goes on to say, and this is the governor of the state of Michigan, this is what she says about it. The 24-hour waiting period has no basis in science. It is a political roadblock put in place to shame and inconvenience women, often forcing them to pay more to get the care they need or deny them that care altogether. What? Forcing them to pay more. How? They're going to charge you $1,000, whatever it is, $2,000. I don't even know how much an abortion is. They're going to charge you a flat fee to perform an abortion, and you're saying it forces them to pay more? How? And then deny them the care altogether, because you know what her main argument is for that? Well, these are working women. They can only afford to take one day off from work to get the abortion done. And if you force them to come back the next day, now they have to miss 2 days of work. So they can't afford 2 days off from work, so they don't come back to get the abortion. Really? That's your argument? Whitmer said that the statutory consent requirement put in place was done by anti-choice legislators is a misnomer too. Every medical procedure, including abortion, already requires extensive conversations between the providers and the patients to ensure informed consent. That's not a true statement. I know, because I've been told by people that have gone to Planned Parenthood in Petoskey, they do not inform them of anything. You want an abortion? Fine. Come on in. We'll schedule it. And also, eliminating the statute requirements for doctors to provide incorrect, unscientific information will ensure that they can speak to the patients without using a script drawn up by politicians, and they can get true consent for medical procedures. Expanding the pool of qualified medical professionals who can provide care will ensure access for all Michiganders. That last part I have a major problem with. Expanding the pool of qualified medical professionals. You're telling me an advanced professional clinician who's not a doctor can now perform the abortions if you have it your way? What if they nick the uterus? Partial birth abortion. They go in and they have to suck out the pieces of the baby. They nick the uterus. The woman starts bleeding internally. You're telling me an advanced clinician is going to be able to surgically repair the inside of the uterus, which requires a hospital? They don't have operating surgical privileges at a local hospital. Now you've got an emergency situation. Call the ambulance. Rush her to the emergency room. What if you do not have a surgeon available at the moment? This woman bleeds out on the table. Attorney General Dana Nessel is the one that brought the challenges. She agreed that the laws are unconstitutional, applauded the ruling, saying the regulations are inconsistent with the state's reproductive freedom rights that were provided by Proposal 3. These previously held delays problems, misleading patients, is contradictory to the goals of health care we want to provide to women in the state of Michigan. Okay, Dana, I have a very simple question for you. You're a lesbian. You're married to a woman. This has nothing to do with your reproductive rights. Why are you so hell-bent on doing this to women? These laws have been in place for 30 years protecting women in the state of Michigan. Why should we even listen to you? Well, I'm the Attorney General. I'm looking at it from a legal standpoint. No, you're not. You're looking at it from your woke agenda. Democrats are all about people's rights, except for the unborn. It's that simple. Michigan voters approved Proposal 3, which explicitly enshrined reproductive freedom into the state's constitution. The plaintiffs, including a student group, sued, offering the state's first real test of Proposal 3. Well, quickly, the lame Right to Life of Michigan came out with a statement. Women in Michigan should be on notice. The reckless ruling by Judge Simon Patel prevents enforcement of a 24-hour waiting period, informed consent for the abortion law, and now allows for non-physicians to perform abortions in Michigan. This dangerous move comes on the heels of Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her Democratic allies in Lansing to remove common sense health and safety standards for abortion clinics to operate under. There's no question that women are now at a greater risk when they enter into an abortion clinic today than they were just a year ago. The decision presents an immediate threat to women who are considering an abortion in our state of Michigan. The 24-hour waiting period in informed consent law has been in place for more than 30 years, providing women who are seeking an abortion medically accurate information that included common risks associated with the abortion procedure. As a result of this dangerous development and disregard for patients' rights, women in Michigan are no longer guaranteed access to important facts before making the final decision. Beyond the immediate threat to women's well-being, the ruling is an affront to democracy and the will of the people when they voted on Proposal 3. You see, when you voted to approve it, people, those safeguards were not part of the amendment to our state constitution. Those laws stayed in place. Unable to gain the votes needed to overturn the 24-hour waiting period and informed consent in the state legislature, activists have now appealed to the courts to strip away these last three protections. Overwhelmingly, a majority of voters, two-thirds, still support the 24-hour waiting period, informed consent, and doctors being required to perform the procedure. That's not good enough for Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats. This will be completely unfettered abortion on demand, being performed by people who are not doctors. On the Hour News Break, we'll be right back.